Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Montessori Book for Kindergarten and Preschool by Maria Stamfer is a practical parenting and early childhood education guide focused on applying Montessori principles at home. For children ages 3 to 6, centered on 150 creative activities, the book is designed to help parents support independence, confidence, sensory development, and everyday practical skills without relying on expensive educational materials. Its approach is rooted in the Montessori idea of a prepared environment, where children learn through purposeful activity, repetition, and hands-on experience. The book is positioned less as a theoretical study and more as an accessible manual for family life, making it useful for parents who want structured yet flexible ways to encourage development in the preschool years. It also addresses common questions about early learning, including reading, arithmetic, and school readiness, which gives it a practical and reassuring function for caregivers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Montessori principles translated into home routines for ages 3 to 6. A central value of the book is its translation of Montessori pedagogy from classroom theory into ordinary family life. Rather than treating Montessori as a specialized school model, the book frames it as something parents can use at home through simple, repeatable activities. This matters because children between 3 and 6 are in a developmental period when they are especially responsive to order, movement, language, and hands-on exploration. The book uses that stage-specific logic to show how parents can build learning into daily routines instead of separating learning from living. In practice, this means the child is not only completing activities, but also learning how to participate more fully in the household. The emphasis on independence is not abstract. It is tied to concrete behavior such as choosing, arranging, cleaning up, or completing tasks with minimal adult intervention. That makes the book distinctive as a bridge between Montessori theory and family application. Secondly, 150 low-cost activities built around everyday materials. The book stands out for presenting a large number of activities that can be done with common household items rather than specialized Montessori equipment. This is an important practical feature because it lowers the barrier to entry for families who want a Montessori-style environment but do not have access to expensive learning. Tools. The activities are meant to be simple, cost-effective, and easy to prepare, which aligns with the larger Montessori principle that the environment itself should invite meaningful action. From an educational perspective, using familiar materials can be beneficial because it helps children connect learning with real life instead of seeing it as a separate artificial exercise. The variety of activities also matters. A broad list allows parents to adapt to their child's interests, energy level, and developmental stage. Instead of relying on one method or one type of task, the book offers a toolkit that can be used repeatedly and adjusted over time. This makes it useful not just as a reading experience, but as an ongoing reference. Thirdly, building independence through practical life and self-directed participation. One of the strongest themes in the book is the cultivation of independence through practical life activities. In Montessori education, independence is not treated as a vague personal quality, but as a skill developed through repeated opportunities to act for oneself. The book reflects this idea by encouraging children to take part in meaningful tasks that are age-appropriate and manageable. These kinds of exercises support motor coordination, concentration, sequencing, and self-confidence at the same time. They also reduce the tendency for adults to overmanage the child's day, which can create pressure rather than growth. For parents, this approach has an immediate household benefit. Children begin to participate more actively in routines rather than simply being managed by them. The book, therefore, links child development with family functioning, showing that independence is both an educational goal and a practical advantage. This is a key reason it appeals to caregivers who want learning to feel natural, useful, and consistent with daily life. Fourthly, sensory development, creativity. An early cognitive growth in one framework, the book does not treat sensory development, creativity, and cognitive growth as separate goals. Instead, it presents them as interconnected outcomes of Montessori-style activity. This is consistent with Montessori pedagogy, which assumes that young children learn through direct manipulation of objects, comparison, repetition, and observation. For children aged 3 to 6, this integrated approach is especially relevant because their thinking is still closely tied to movement and perception. Activities that engage the senses can support later learning in language, mathematics, and problem-solving by strengthening attention and classification skills. Creativity is also handled in a practical way rather than as free expression alone. It emerges from structured activities that give children room to explore while still working within a clear purpose. This balance is important because it prevents the book from becoming either overly rigid or overly open-ended. Its educational logic is that children thrive when they can explore within a prepared framework that offers both freedom and direction. Lastly, parent guidance, FAQs. and developmental clarity for early childhood decisions beyond the activity collection. The book also functions as a parent guide that responds to common concerns about early learning. This is a significant feature because many caregivers want not just ideas for activities, but also context for understanding what their child is ready to learn and why. The inclusion of frequently asked questions makes the book more practical for families who are trying to make decisions about reading, arithmetic, and school performance without feeling overwhelmed by conflicting advice. Its value lies in giving parents a clearer developmental framework, helping them notice strengths and support areas that need more attention. That guidance is important in the preschool years because expectations can easily become mismatched with a child's actual readiness. By explaining Montessori thinking in a direct and accessible form, the book helps reduce anxiety and provides structure for home learning. It is therefore both a workbook and a decision-making aid, which broadens its usefulness beyond activity planning alone. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, caregivers, and early childhood educators who want a practical introduction to Montessori methods for children ages 3 to 6. It will be especially useful for readers looking for concrete activities rather than dense educational theory. Since its main strength is the combination of developmental explanation and everyday application, families who want to encourage independence, confidence, and sensory learning at home will find the book approachable and easy to use. Compared with many Montessori books, it stands out for its focus on affordability and implementation. The activities are designed around ordinary household materials, which makes the method feel accessible rather than specialized. It also distinguishes itself by addressing common parent questions, giving the book a more supportive and reference-oriented role than a simple activity collection. In a crowded field of preschool learning books, its practical structure and Montessori alignment make it a useful guide for families who want learning to be calm, purposeful, and integrated into daily life. If you would like to support Maria Stamfer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.